beyond excited. I curated this show 2 years ago with an incredible composer and conductor, Jules Buckley. And we debuted it at the Royal Albert Hall in London. And so I've been, you know, talking with PBS for the last, you know, 2 years and saying, you know, I really want to bring this show to the States. She was an American artist. I'm doing it in the Netherlands and Germany and England, you know. I want to continue doing it in Europe, but I want to do it in the States too. And so we're finally doing that on Saturday. So I'm just over the moon.
So where did the idea come from?
You know, that's a good question. You know, Jules and I, we were just saying, we were just trying to figure out something that we could collaborate on. And I don't know how Aretha came up. I mean, I know that she's been such a big part of my life since I was a little girl. I guess I'm just trying to think, were there any other shows that I remember seeing that were similar, you know, as a tribute show? But I don't know that it was. I just thought we just said, let's just do the show honoring Aretha. And of course, once she had passed on, and you know, you just have that deep desire to keep her legacy alive. But I didn't want it to feel like a cover show. You know, I really wanted it to tell her complete story, because I've seen both films. You know, one was a film, one was a television series, and though I know there was a lot of things that they were able to include, I felt like there was a lot that they were not able to include, you know, specifically just the breadth of her musicality as not only a singer, but a musician, not only just, soul, but gospel was her roots, and you know, she was singing jazz standards in the beginning when they were calling her No-Hit Aretha. You know, because she was figuring it out, but she was always sensational. We can now say that in, you know, with some distance. But yeah, she clawed to get where she was, and so I wanted to show that totality, and I believe that we were able to do that in a really beautiful, compelling way.
So, did you ever get to meet the legend herself in your life, or?
I did not, but I will say this. I remember, it's so crazy because I just got, last night, I just got home from doing an 11-city tour with Stevie Wonder.
Nice.
And, as his special guest, which was such a thrill for me. But 9 years ago, I was touring with Stevie, and he asked me to just help him finish the tour as his backing vocalist, because his daughter at the time was about to have a baby. It's so crazy.
Oh, wow.
His granddaughter, which is Aisha's daughter, she turned 9 years old on the tour, so it's exactly 9 years. So I remember when we played Detroit, and Stevie, you know, I was actually working on my album at the time, so he was very gracious and would allow me a little moment on stage to kind of just sing and play piano and you know, have a moment on stage. And I remember at the end of the show in Detroit, he said, giving all his thank yous to the band and the musicians, singers and all that. And at the end, he said, and I want to thank the Queen of Soul for being here tonight. And I just lost it because I had no idea. So I was like, oh my God, I thank Aretha. And someone later told me that she was really impressed with me. But I never got a chance to, you know, meet her. I think after the show, she just left. So she didn't come backstage or meet anybody. But that was the closest I got to the Queen of Soul.
Well, she's looking down on you right now saying, girl, I'm proud of you.
Oh, that's such a beautiful sentiment. Yes.
Nice. And in what ways did she inspire you as an artist? I mean, I know she's inspired musicians and singers everywhere, but in what way personally, with music, without music, did she inspire you?
You know, the thing is, I saw so much of myself in her. I feel like there were times where I kind of would chastise my parents for not putting me in performing arts school or, you know, pageants or talent shows or, you know, anything that would, you know, elevate or enhance or nurture, you know, my gifts that were evident at a really, really young age, 2 years old, harmonizing and things like that. But when I look back, it was the church that raised me, that nurtured me, that provided that environment for me to expand my gift. And when I look at her development and her beginning and what her training ground, it was her father's church. It was the same thing. It was traveling, going from city to city, singing, you know, before her father would preach. You know, and so I look at how not only do we have similar instincts, but what I also love about her is that she was never apologetic about her faith, about her love for God. And just you could hear that gospel influence in whatever song she did. That soulfulness, that truthfulness is what was consistent in every song that she approached. And that's why, you know, when she would sing a Carole King cover, Natural Woman, we think that's Aretha's song. No, that's Carole King's song. But, you know, Aretha fight it, you know. Same with Stevie Wonder. He wrote Till You Come Back to Me. But, you know, Aretha got a hold of it. Now that's Aretha's song, you know. Same thing for Respect and, you know, so many others. And so that it's something that I kind of take with me as well. It's like when I'm singing even her music or Whitney or Shock or Barbara Streisand or, you know, whoever I'm paying tribute to at the moment, it's like I'm bringing my own truth to it. And that comes, I do believe, from my church background. It's just finding that authenticity and it's personal. It's a personal interpretation that kind of comes through your own experience.
I like that. I really do.
Thank you.
And which song of hers is your favorite?
I can't pick a favorite. That's impossible.
Thank you. Yes.
That's impossible. But I will tell you, one that I do enjoy singing is the song that I actually would sing every night as a little, before I did my original music. You know, I would kind of warm up or soften up the crowd with a song that they knew, and that was Till You Come Back to Me. And, of course, it had that double meaning because Stevie wrote that. And so I just love singing that song. It's a great melody. Of course, now I can hear Stevie's chord progressions all over it. But I just, it's crazy. It's a song about lost love, and you're trying to win somebody back, but it's such a happy song, and that's definitely, you'll hear that on Saturday for sure.
What's the biggest challenge about making this special? I know you said it took about 2 years, but what are some of the other challenges of making it?
Well, it doesn't feel like I'll say this, it's vocally challenging because it's Aretha. I mean, it's Aretha, so you have to be an incredible voice, you know, to do this show, because with Aretha, there's really nowhere to hide. And when Aretha would do her show, she's not doing all of these songs that I'm doing either, you know. In fact, she didn't, I'm including a song from Sparkle, the soundtrack from, you know, the title, the movie was called Sparkle, and so was the soundtrack. So I'm doing the title track, Sparkle, in the show. You know, I had an Aretha historian come to the show in the Royal Albert Hall. He said, Aretha hasn't sung that in about 20, 30 years, you know. So there's certain songs that sometimes it's like they're hard to do. You don't put too many vocally challenging songs in one, especially when you're, you know, creating a set. You know, you want it to have its ebbs and flows as well. So we're putting all of the, you know, the best of the best, you know, where she's just wailing on every song. So I would say that would be the only challenging thing about it, you know, making sure that I am an incredible voice to do the show.
And without getting too much away, what's one moment you're most looking forward to everybody seeing?
What's the moment? there's so many moments in the show that are special. But I feel like what is going to at least be really incredibly difficult emotionally, but very beautiful, is going to be when I sing her arrangement of Somewhere that she did with Quincy Jones. Because we just lost him today, and
I know,
and he was a dear friend. He was a dear
friend. I'm so sorry.
And a big part of my career. And in fact, he, my very first PBS special where I was featured in its totality, where I, you know, I was billed as the artist. It was called Quincy Jones Presents Shalaya. And so,
I remember that.
Yes. I had dark hair then.
Yes, I remember.
Yes. And so I will be thinking of him, you know, and not only this will this be a tribute to Aretha, but it will be a tribute to Quincy. And I think that everyone will feel that moment in a palpable way just because of what he has meant and what he will forever mean to me.
I know. Are you okay? I'm so sorry for your loss.
Oh my goodness. It's been a rough day. I
understand.
I haven't cried this much since my grandma passed, you know, in 2001. So it's been a difficult day, but I'm glad that I get to spend this time with you and talk about legacy and how he's impacted my life and so many other artists.
I'm glad I get to be here with you during this moment, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So one thing I like asking people I interview, tell me something, a fun fact about yourself that might surprise your fans. I love asking this, because I always find out something really new and fun about everyone.
I played football in high school and college. I was halfback on offense and safety on defense, and, you know, I'm a girly girl, I like girly things, but, you know, I love sports and I love football.
What's your favorite team?
These days, I'm kind of more rooting for, like, players, so I really love Patrick Mahomes, so I'm kind of just rooting for him. I want him to get that third ring in a row so he can beat Brady. I love Brady too, but I just feel like that would be really cool to get three consecutive Super Bowl rings. But you don't have a lot to catch up to get as many rings as Brady, but yeah.
Yeah, you could find some way to incorporate your music and football and do a special on that. That would be
exactly
really cool to see.
I gotta figure that out. Let's start with me singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. That would be amazing.
Putting it out in the universe right now.
I'm telling you.
So what are you watching these days?
Well, I am married to a physician named Dr. McDonald, but he loves basketball. So we've been watching a lot of basketball because the season just started. He was also really late to the Game of Thrones whole situation, and so we just finished it maybe about a month or so ago. So it was kind of cool watching all eight seasons with him again so many years later. let's see. I fell asleep last night just because I was tired. I had just come in from traveling, finishing the tour, but I'm really excited to watch the Martha Stewart documentary. That I'm really into that. So
it's so good. It is so good. You're gonna love it. I love her, and I love her with Snoop Dogg. So I just, you're gonna love the documentary. It was so good.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm really excited. I've been really into documentaries. We watched the Menendez brothers, the actual series, and I want to, you know. So it's, I've been into a lot of documentaries. That's been my jam lately.
Yeah, I love it too. If you really like that, you want a good one that's coming out. Coming out at the end of the month, and they have another JonBenet Ramsey one coming out on Netflix.
Ooh, yes, I'm so into that. Yes, I'm all over that.
Yeah, my sister and I were texting. I found out I texted her because she's super into the case too. And we're always texting each other about whenever a new special comes out. And I'm like, we gotta watch this. We gotta watch this.
Yes, absolutely.
So good. I love it. And what's next to you? You have any other specials coming up, or is this pretty much your baby?
No, I have so much coming up. I'm so excited. So I'm, in terms of something local, I'm going to be doing the Christmas special at the Grove. So that's, of course, also televised. So I'm going to be doing that in a couple of weeks. And then after that, I'm going to be returning to the Royal Albert Hall, and doing a Christmas show, Christmas and Aretha show that I'm going to be able to debut my, my new Christmas single, that's going to come out, right before Thanksgiving. So like late November. I'm also, have some international trips coming up in addition to London, Italy. As well, I may be doing a Christmas show there. A lot happening. Then I have a new album that I'm going to be releasing within the first quarter of 2025. I just released a new single that I have been performing at every single show with Stevie. It's kind of cool that over 100,000 people have heard this song within a span of a month. But it's a song called Something's Coming. And, the name of Stevie's tour was Sing Your Song as We Fix Our Nation's Broken Heart. And so it's just a song about hope and believing that, something is right around the corner, holding out hope for what you truly desire and dream about.
I love it. I cannot wait to hear it. When your album comes out in 2025, we're going to have to talk again so we can do
it. Let's do it, Sammy. I'm ready. Yes.
I love it. And I feel like you should be singing for Hallmark Christmas movies because you got such a beautiful voice, and I'm going to add that to the universe too.
I don't only want to sing in Hallmark Lifetime Christmas movies. I want to act because I'm an actress as well. I was in the number one television movie of 2020. It was a biopic on the Clark sisters. I played Dorinda Clark Cole. So I want to star in a whole Christmas movie and sing in it and, all of the things. So we're putting that in the atmosphere, too.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Wonderful. And what if we follow you on social media so we can continue to follow this amazing career of yours?
Yes. So it is Shaleya Music. It's that for Instagram, for Facebook, for Twitter, for everything. So it's Shelea Music. Shaleya Music. At Shaleya Music.
Beautiful. What do you think is such a beautiful name? I've never heard that name before.
Thank you so much. It is a variation of my mother's name, which is Sheila, which is a lot more common and easier to pronounce. It's a variation of that. So it's Shaleya.
It's so different. I like it. But I saw the thing. I'm like, oh, that is such a pretty name. I like it. I've never heard it before. So,
Thank you. When I was a little kid, I always, was wishing I had a more common name that I could get a keychain. I would see all my friends being able to get a keychain, and I could never see one for mine. But now I love how unique it is, and I love my name for sure.
Yeah, I've always wanted that too. Well, one day open up a place where I could just make a keychain for people with unique names. It was so bad for the people who had unique names and couldn't find anything.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's a great idea, actually.
We'll collaborate on that, too.
Yes, exactly. I love it.
Yeah, so it's been such a pleasure to speak to you. You're amazing, and I can't wait to talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Sammy. I'm so glad we're
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Me, too, and my best to you.
Thank you, Sammy.
Thank you. I'll send you this recording, and if you need any images or any additional information, I can get that over to you as well. The concert is Saturday here in Orange County. So, let me know if you have any other questions. Otherwise, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. I'll speak to you. soon.
Okay.
Thank you, Sammy.
Great day.
Thank you, Shalaya.
Bye bye.
Thank you both.
Thanks.
Bye bye.
All right.
Thank you, Shalaya. You are amazing, and I look forward to the next thing going on, and I will make the Grove concert. I can't get down to Orange County on Saturday, but I will be there at the Grove cheering you on.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Have a nice night. Thank you. Bye-bye.